Heroin is a dangerously addictive opioid. It gives users a euphoric high for less than the cost of a decent lunch. But too often those users become addicts and they can't stop.
I woke up with a needle in my arm and I don't know how long I was gone. I just remember my baby knocking on the door crying.
Brandy Martinez wiped away tears of her own while describing a battle with addiction. Heroin is also known as H, smack, or black tar. It has dozens of nicknames and many chemical variations. A new one came to the region in April. Jim Albright is the Emergency Services Director in Guilford County.
Oftentimes it's been mixed with an agent called acetylfentanyl, which makes it at least five times more powerful than standard heroin.
Acetylfentanyl is a designer drug that has no medicinal purpose. Its potency is alarming. The High Point Police Department recorded 17 overdoses in the city last year, with one death. This year, there have already been 102. 11 of those people have died. Per capita, those numbers dwarf what has been reported in Charlotte, Raleigh, and bigger cities across the state in recent years. Ken Schultz is the assistant police chief and believes the count is more accurate this year.
We have gone and done a lot of research and looked at our calls, determined that they're heroin overdoses, and I think this is what everyone else is going to be seeing if they unpack their numbers as well.
Anecdotally, Schultz seems to be correct that High Point is not alone. The CDC just did some unpacking of numbers and found that heroin deaths in the U.S. doubled between 2010 and 2012. The report shows at the same time deaths from overdoses of opioid painkillers are decreasing, although many more people still die each year from that problem than die from heroin. The national data stops there, but state statistics show the trend of heroin overdoses and deaths continuing to rise significantly through 2013. Dr. Jim Finch is an addiction medicine specialist with a practice in Durham.
It can be as simple as what's the access to a particular grade of heroin in a particular community, who's dealing it, how's it coming into that community, or it can be as global as the geopolitics around the United States' choices in Afghanistan to not adequately suppress opium production.
Across a four-year period, heroin overdose deaths in North Carolina climbed from 38 to 183, an increase of 450%. Dr. Anthony Steele works for Alcohol and Drug Services, ADS, a clinic for addicts in Guilford County.
We're seeing people dying or overdosing in bathrooms of restaurants. We're seeing people overdosing on park benches. We're seeing people overdosing in their homes.
Steele says this is an epidemic that is becoming more public and severe. Firm data is not yet available for 2014, but hospital officials in Charlotte, Greensboro, and Wilmington estimate the figures of heroin overdoses and heroin overdose deaths to rise again by about double compared to last year. The High Point Police Department has made several rounds of arrests, though it admits that alone will not contain this problem. First responders and clinicians say it takes a group effort to give people a chance.
I feel like on top of the world. Nobody can knock me down. I'm strong. I'm Superwoman. And I'm clean. And I will not go back the path I went.
Brandy Martinez says it has been 2.5 years since she last used heroin. She says she has a steady job and is focused on her 5 kids.
They can be proud of me again. And I'm proud of myself. But it makes me feel like the best mom in the world. Even though I'm not, we all make mistakes. They trust me now.
The path to recovery is long and often bumpy. Officials want increased public awareness, improved long-term care, and expanded access to an emergency medicine called naloxone. Tomorrow, a report on that drug and the efforts to reverse heroin overdoses within minutes. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.